Wakey, wakey, Central Coast. It's 2GO's Mandy and Akmal for breakfast.
Yes, good morning. It's Monday. Hello.
Yes, hello. Thank you. You're my walking calendar.
Yeah. Every time reminding you.
No, she. I don't know, listeners, if you should know this. She follows me around and tells me all the time, it's 7 past 8. It's Monday. It is Monday.
But sometimes you need reminding, my friend.
What do you mean sometimes?
Mm.
I need it constantly. But Monday is great because that means tomorrow is?
Tuesday.
Well done.
Yes.
And then after that?
Wednesday.
Wednesday, Friday, fun one.
You missed Thursday.
What happened to Thursday?
Thursday, Sturlo. Sturlo's,
oh God,
Sturlo's picks. And it's Big Gay Al's birthday.
Oh, yes,
and,
it is.
Yes.
It is on Thursday.
Then,
anyway,
TGIF.
Let's focus on Monday. Let's focus
Monday.
On today. It's a beautiful new week. It's going to be a lovely day.
Why is it Monday every Monday? Why doesn't they just have a bit of creativity?
Mm.
You know, it's so predictable.
Mm. You don't like routine. You don't like predictability.
No, but
unfortunately, the days of the week are pretty much locked in, my friend.
I've been around for a long time.
Yep.
And just for once, I'd like a bit of a surprise.
Okay.
All right. Well on today's show.
What's happening?
Well, the secret sound. Secret
hello,
sound.
Hello, is this secret sound? Not yet. Hello, is this secret sound? Not yet. Hello? Okay, what about now? No, you just called.
It's up
call
to $9,000. It's a lot of money.
That's amazing.
Secret sound.
Okay. Hey, coming up on the show too, Widow,
yeah.
I need a little bit of help with some music, actually.
Oh yeah.
Okay. I'd like the music nuts of the Central Coast to get involved with this one.
All right.
Looking forward to hearing from you on that one.
Good morning, Central Coast. This is Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 2GO.
And now it's time for Space News!
It's news from space.
Look, you're going to love this one because this is space news and conspiracy theories just bang together.
Yes.
Like a couple of atoms in the Hadron Collider.
Well, yeah, they usually go together.
Space news and conspiracy
theories.
Yeah, UFOs. UFOs, man on the moon.
You know, it's a funny thing. I'll just, before you get into your story.
Yeah.
It's funny how people say, you know, the UFO community is, they're enthusiasts or they're conspiracy theorists.
Mm.
And they don't believe that there might be, aliens out there, which is quite a reasonable thing to believe. Mm. But then they believe in Jesus. or Muhammad, or you know, that there's an angel looking after you. You're an idiot. Sorry.
Okay.
It's a bit early, isn't it?
It is a bit early for social commentary, but that's fine. You're entitled to your opinion, Akmal.
But I think I make a good point.
I think you do too.
Why is it that the UFO people are the crazy ones?
Yeah, I agree with you. Well, this is interesting. So there's an observatory. It's called Sunspot Observatory.
Oh, yeah.
And it's in, is it Mexico?
Sunspot Observatory.
New Mexico. So it's in one of the states of America. And it's this solar observatory, which, you know, looks at the sun and looks at solar flares, sunspots, all that sort of stuff.
Sunspot.
Right?
It doesn't just, it's not like an observatory for skin cancers.
No.
Because that would be boring.
No, that would be boring.
Come and check out people's spots this weekend.
That's right. So it deals with the sun predominantly, but all of a sudden, American federal agents kind of arrived in a Black Hawk helicopter, took over the observatory, kicked everybody out, all the scientists and everything, and said, no, we're taking over this observatory at
nothing,
the moment.
Nothing sus
is happening here, but we're just
doing a spring clean out.
Land our Black Hawk chopper on your little helipad.
We're fumigating for insects.
Yeah. Unreal, right? So nobody knows why. No, like, I can't even tell you why.
Nobody knows why.
Everybody's just kicked out. The scientists have had made some sort of bland statement about, we've just decided to vacate the facility at this time as a precautionary measure.
See.
What? What's going on here?
Now you're on to my... You're welcome to the dark side, Mandy.
What is happening?
Welcome to my side where...
No. I'm never going to your side. Sorry.
Just for a bit.
It's a little bit chaotic for me.
I'll clean up.
2GO's Mandy and Akmal on the air right now.
Can you tell me when the rule that said you had to have someone in your car started? Because I only found that recently.
Talking about the lane, the T2 lane?
Yeah, you have to have another person with you, apparently.
Yeah.
What if you don't know someone? What if you don't like people? What if you're a leper?
What it does, Akmal, it means that if you've got more than one person in your car, then you've got access to that lane, because otherwise it's silly. Yeah. It's encouraging people to carpool. It's encouraging people to use one mode of transport rather than all these people who just sit in their cars singularly.
Is there a lane for people who don't like people, who don't care like about the environment?
Yeah, or? Separate lane. Maybe there should be.
Wanker's lane.
The wanker's lane.
Wanker's lane. And if you're not a wanker and you get caught
but
in a wanker's
gonna
lane.
Who's going to drive in it? Who's going to actually acknowledge that they're a wanker and drive in the wanker's lane?
Well, it'll just be me.
It will just be you? And a special lane for you.
Yeah. And Tony Abbott.
Okay.
And a few others.
Just the two of you.
Yeah.
I can't believe you just put yourself in the same pool as Tony Abbott.
Well, he's asked to carpool with me, and I said no. Your ears, if they go out the window, they actually slow the car down because they grab the wind.
Yeah, his ears are like sails.
Yeah. No,
that's how he turns the car. there are other options if you want to use the T2, but you've only got one person.
Well, this guy in Washington State was very creative. He obviously had no friends, either that or he's a serial killer. We don't know, but he was caught traveling with a skeleton. A human skeleton.
And
the cops stopped him and they had a good laugh about it. And, at least he's being creative. They didn't know that he just killed someone. We don't know.
No, it's not a human skeleton.
It is. It was a human skeleton.
I believe it was a Halloween skeleton. So
it's
I think
Halloween
it was probably a fake
thing,
one. Right?
Akmal.
Well, maybe it was a guy who died during Halloween. I mean, it's anything.
People use blow-up dolls. People use, mannequins for this. This is something that's been going on for a long
time. People use blow-up dolls, to sort of carpool.
Yeah.
And then they stop and then
and they
both go
parking.
They go back in the back seat. What are you doing? I'm just refilling my doll.
Yeah.
I beg your pardon. There's no need for that.
Stop it.
But I understand.
You're listening to Mandy and Akmal for Breakfast on 2GO.
So last week we all got our technology updated. Not all of us, but some of us here at 2GO got our technology updated. We got new laptops.
Well, yeah.
Which was fabulous.
Because the old ones were like from the 18th century.
They were pretty bad.
Yeah, they were like
very slow. So it's nice we've got these nice new laptops. And so part of that update involved you and your laptop, which you hadn't opened since you started working here in January, which meant you hadn't sort of checked your emails.
No, I'd opened it the first week and then it was it was just difficult. So I just...
You forgot your password pretty much straight away.
Yeah. I had like...
So...
Man, for those of people who don't know, the security in this network here is equal to the CIA.
Mm.
Probably even more stringent than the CIA.
Yeah.
They're protecting something. I don't know what, probably the secret sound.
It's a media organisation. We have to be careful.
Careful about what? Someone might come in and, steal a pen or something.
Mate, if someone might log on and see your Google search history, you don't want that, do you?
You don't want that happening.
I think I made that fairly public.
Anyway.
Hairy and scary.
So we got, hairy and scary, exactly. So we got Akmal to open his computer and we reset his password and the emails started coming in. Now, keep in mind, he hasn't checked his emails since January.
January, yes.
Can we have a drum roll, please? Guess how many emails Akmal had waiting for him on his work computer?
What do you win?
7,712 emails.
7,000?
Wow. You've got mail.
I got mail, yeah.
You've got a lot of mail.
Well, I just want everyone who sent me an email to know that I will respond to every single one of them. And then I'm going to retire.
Yeah.
After that.
There's no way you're going to do this.
There's no way I'm going to. You're absolutely right.
No
you know me too well now.
You're just going to delete the whole lot. Mm. It's funny, though, because a friend of mine knows that I get really irritated with, not cleaning out her inbox.
Yeah.
And she takes a lot of pride in showing me her little icon. You know the little mail icon that you've
got? Tells you how many you got.
Tells you how many you've got. I'm just going to find it now.
On the iPhone, you get that little red symbol that has a number and that tells how many unread emails you got.
Well, she sent me one and she had over 2,000 on it and I was just like, no, don't send me a photo of that. It just irritates me.
You know what would be very irritating? If I checked one of them and it said, Akmal, please contact me. You've won a million dollars. You need to contact me before. And then the next one, why haven't you contacted me? This is your last chance. If you don't contact me now, you won't get your $20 million.
And then the next one, sorry, it's too late. You didn't contact us. You will not collect $20
million. We've given it to the poor. Mm. Oh, no, not the poor. They get everything.
Stop it. No. So what I want to know, and I'm pretty sure no one is going to call for this, but if you do, we'll reward you. I want to know, can anyone top 7,000 emails?
I mean, I'm
going to say I doubt it. Mm-mm. I doubt it.
Maybe. Well, we don't know.
This is true.
There's a lot.
I mean, kudos to you for avoiding it for this long. Like
Thank you, nine months.
That's pretty good effort.
Yeah, 9 months, and now I feel like I've given birth.
Yeah, to a massive email inbox.
Massive 7,000 kilo baby.
Well, 4324444. Call right now. Can you top 7,000 emails?
No one can. But you know what? It would be fantastic, even if it's close. Alicia from Your Mind has given us a call. Now, are you honestly going to tell us that you can top that, Alicia?
Yeah, I've got 29,170 emails.
Yeah!
No way.
29,000?
It's like my spam account, so I made it when I was younger, and I had to change to a more appropriate email name. So now I just use it for, like, every time I want 10% off a website or, like, you know, menu log and everything like that.
Wow. You are a genius, because then all that crap just goes to that one email.
Yeah, exactly. So my personal email is, like, just for personal work stuff.
Wow, that is phenomenal. 29,000.
You are a record holder. I don't think anyone's going to beat that.
You're the gold medalist.
You should be.
Now and then, so it could be more, but
yeah.
Wow, Alicia, let's round it up to 30,000.
I don't want to give away your email on air, but is it something along the lines of like Sparkle Dust Angel 74 or something?
Not girlfriend with an assortment of numbers.
Those early emails, they were great, weren't they?
Well,
That's great.
Well, you know, one thing, Alicia, is you must have a lot of friends or you owe a lot of money to someone.
Alicia,
yeah, I've just got a lot of Nigerian princes emailing me.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, yes. Those princes.
What about an Egyptian prince?
They're very persistent, aren't they? Let's send you something. What are we going to give Alicia?
We're going to give some movie tickets to go to Event Cinemas in Tagra.
Okay. Thank you very much.
No worries, Alicia. Thanks for calling, mate.
What a way to start your day. Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 2GO.
I cannot get my head around this story. This is just the most bizarre thing I've read all weekend.
It's got you beat.
It has got me beat as a woman, and I think a lot of women will relate to this and just go, what, how? So New York Fashion Week's happened.
Oh, yeah.
And there's always a lot of odd stuff that you see on the catwalk that doesn't really translate into fashion that you and I wear. But there's a lot of weird stuff that people wear.
A lot of weird stuff. Well, they're weird people, aren't they? Let's face it. It's a weird community. Fashion industry, fashion people.
The fashion.
Strange.
They're having to go to extremes with fashion because there's nowhere else to go. We've done it all. There's people wearing balaclavas and people wearing all sorts of weird stuff.
The balaclava thing, that's been taken care of. The security was called.
Right, okay.
It was someone trying to rob a G-string.
I just find these fashion trends sometimes just mind-boggling, and this one is no different. There's a model.
Yes.
She's a beautiful, striking model. Her name is Slick Woods.
Slick Woods, of course.
Right, yeah. Slick Woods.
Slick? We'd name his child Slick.
Anyway, I think she's actually got African heritage, so that might be an African name.
She's got a brother
name.
Called Satchel.
Yes, Slick.
That's a stupid name.
Anyway, she's 9 months pregnant and she's walking on the catwalk. So
9 months?
Yeah, so the design of the clothes that she's wearing, I don't even think you can call them clothes. They're really just, it's a lingerie thing. Yeah. But honestly, she's wearing a couple of bits of string.
Yes.
She's wearing a couple of things on her nipples.
Yes.
Like she's not wearing much at all. And
well,
she's
that's how she got pregnant in the first place.
Well, that's right. But she's 9 months pregnant. So she's got this huge belly in front of her.
Yeah.
Beautiful looking woman, but really not wearing much at all. She's got high heels on. She's pregnant. Now she's she's walking down the aisle. She did her little twirl and her thing and her whatever and twirled and walked back and everything. She did the full fashion show.
Yeah.
When she got backstage after she'd done her catwalk.
Don't tell me.
She went into labor.
Baby came out.
Well, she went into labor.
Yeah, yeah.
She said she went into labor.
Why couldn't she go into labor on the catwalk?
Well, as it turns out,
giving birth to a cat.
As it turns out, she was in labor, but she didn't tell anyone. She was in labor on the catwalk. Wearing high heels, 9 months pregnant, even just wearing high heels and having that kind of belly
That's a crazy thing to do, bizarre.
Right? And she was having contractions as she's walking on the catwalk. So they called the paramedics. They took her to the hospital and like a few hours later she had the baby, but she later came back and said, no, I was having contractions on the catwalk.
Oh, yeah. Wouldn't it be fun? Because, you know, models are young these days. Imagine if she gave birth And as the baby came out, the baby started walking and doing a little twirl.
A little cat walk.
And in latest baby fashion.
And the newborn is wearing
nothing.
We love it when you give us a call here at 2GO 4324 4444. That's exactly what Robin from Wyong's done. Hello.
Oh, good morning. How are you?
Good. We were talking about this crazy event that happened at the New York Fashion Week, where this 9-month pregnant model was actually having contractions while she's walking the catwalk in high heels.
That's commitment.
Well, that wasn't my mum. Actually, she was 9 months pregnant, and she was a single mum, but she was a really good looker back in the day, and she was paid money to pose for artists at like an art studio. Yeah. 9 months pregnant, naked.
Oh wow! So life drawing.
Yeah, life drawing and sculpture. And one of the teacher gave the sculpture to her. She still has it, and it was pregnant with me.
And
yeah,
it was pregnant with you.
That's fantastic. You know what?
It's beautiful.
What would have been great if she was in labor in the hospital, surrounded by artists.
Oh, my God, that would have been a disaster.
Yeah, that's a whole different painting, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, Robin, thanks so much for joining us. We're going to send you to the movies. Cheers.
Oh, awesome. Thank you.
You're welcome. We'll catch you another time. Maybe you can call the show anytime. 4324 4444 is the number.
Join in the fun. We love it.
Good morning, Central Coast. This is Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 2GO.
We are talking about photos, but not photos of me.
Not photos of you, no. But, you know, someone who I find really funny. Mm. One of my favourite actors, actually, but someone who always makes me laugh for a particular reason. Do you know Jeff Goldblum?
I do.
You know, Jeff Goldblum is very underrated in my opinion.
He is. Do you know, I first saw him in The Big Chill. That was the movie that I remember him from.
Yeah.
I used to love that film.
Do you know what I remember him from?
Well,
we were on tour once, me and Jamoan and a few other people. Mm. And we stopped in a country town somewhere and we bought a picture magazine. You know those filthy magazines, just for research.
For
research. You know, we take
your blokes on the road, you don't
blokes,
have to explain it.
They take photos of their girlfriends and they send them in. Before the internet, many years ago. And you can check this. This is the best story ever. They busted Jeff Goldblum cheating on his wife with a young girl at a nudist beach. And this is back before people were prudish and offended about everything. Mm. And so and he's there chasing this young girl, and he's got half a mongrel.
Oh, don't say that.
Half
on
a mongrel's
the radio.
All right, isn't it?
No, we don't
That's
need to hear about that.
What's wrong with
that?
Half a mongrel?
That's not.
It's Australian.
Why are we talking about Jeff Goldblum? He's been in Jurassic Park. He was in Thor Ragnarok. Independence Day.
Everyone, calm down. It's all right. Nothing's happened.
Come on, get on with the story.
But it was funny because we laughed. And every time for the next 4 weeks, we'd look at each other and we'd giggle. And we'd go, Jeff Goldblum. Yeah. Because his career was ruined for a few years after that. Yeah. And not to mention his marriage. Mm. Anyway, getting back to this original story that we're talking about. Because someone has a charity organization that sell, you know, like a St. Vinny's.
Like a shop.
A shop, yes.
An op shop.
Let's go with an op shop. That would have been simpler, wouldn't it? That would have cut a lot of time if only I've talked to you before I started talking. But they had this gimmick, I suppose, of... They had all these frames that they wanted to sell. They weren't selling, so they put pictures of Goldblum in the frame, not with
not naked and aroused, as you were
saying. What's the difference between that and half a mongrel?
Well, I don't really want you to say it on the radio. It's just gross.
It's not gross. It's funny.
Okay.
It's funny.
All right. Anyway, so they're putting pictures.
Mongrel, that's,
they're
yeah,
they're
that's
putting pictures. They're putting pictures of him into the frames. Are the frames selling?
No, they're selling really well. But you
that's hilarious.
But you know, I used to do that before I got to this. Before I heard this. When I was younger, we used to do this practical joke in school holidays. Me and my friends, I would get a photo of myself and go to Maya or whatever and find the frame and put
it
in.
Would you really?
Yeah, and just leave it there.
That's hilarious.
And people go, who's this? Who's this bloke?
I wonder if we could do that with your photo now.
We could put the photo and then go and buy the frame. And then they look and go, what the hell? That looks like...
2GO's Mandy and Akmal on the air right now.
I need some help from Coasties because I need to put together a new playlist.
Oh, yeah.
A few weeks ago, my fiancé and I broke up. We decided that maybe we weren't making the right decision for ourselves.
Oh, yeah.
Things weren't quite what we needed them to be. And
you can do better.
No, don't say that.
Sorry,
Don't say that.
That was the best you could have done.
Don't say anything.
Shut up.
Talking.
Please be shut up.
I'm opening my heart up.
Be supportive and say, I'm here for you.
I'm here for you.
There you go.
Great, thank you. It was a pretty tough decision, I'm not going to lie.
Sorry, I stopped listening. No, sorry.
Oh, you're horrible. You're horrible.
No, I'm just joking.
It's one of those things in life, you know, you don't expect it. You don't, you know, prepare for it. Mm. But things went right and we both mutually decided that we needed to.
It's nice that it's mutual.
It was good that it was mutual. It doesn't make it any less painful. It doesn't make it any less, you basically go through a bit of a grieving process, you know, when you break up with someone. Mm. We were together for a long time. And it is, it's a loss. And I, you know, one of the ways I'm sort of soothing myself is by listening to music. And when the 2GO tunes, when they're not quite the right mood for me, I go to iTunes. And especially when you're, you know, going through a breakup and you feel like a few sad songs. Yeah.
Amanda.
Yes.
These songs, have you been wallowing in the valley of despair?
I have a little bit.
You should come out of that. Because those songs make you feel worse.
I know, but you do. Sometimes you just need a good cry and sometimes songs can do that for you,
you
know.
I see what you're saying, yeah.
But look,
sometimes like you want a song that you can sing along to because that releases endorphins, happy endorphins and things like that.
And sometimes you want an angry song.
Yeah, exactly.
But it's like a good vomit, really. You know when you vomit and you feel better and you have to... Yeah,
a little bit like that. But I found a playlist, which I didn't even know existed. iTunes has all these breakup playlists, which I had no idea about.
I could have made you one.
Well, this is what I want to do, right? I want to maybe get some ideas for a breakup playlist. Because music is a great way to work through stuff in life, you know, whether you're happy or sad or whatever.
Widow,
you've got a suggestion for me.
Yeah, I dated a girl for 7 years.
Yeah.
Broke up
with her. Well, that's how long Matt and I have been together.
Oh, was it? Yeah. Okay, well, look, and then on the, it was kind of a mutual breakup as well, but on the car on the way home after I broke up with her, this song came on.
Oh, no.
And I know it sounds naff and stupid, but I sang along to this really loud while crying in a car after breaking up with her. And it made me feel better.
Did it?
Yeah.
So it always reminds you of that breakup.
And it's like, it's a good song too. It's like, I'm going to get over you. I'm going to be happy.
King of wishful thinking.
Wishful thinking. Kings. Here we go.
I like that. I like
King
that.
Of wishful what?
Thinking.
Thinking. while driving the car and bawling your eyes out.
Yeah, I've done a bit of car driving.
I remember when I was young, men were men.
I love it that men can cry now, don't you?
You can show emotions, it's okay.
It's okay.
No, it's not
okay. This is one that's been doing the rounds for me. You know when you're feeling a little bit like, yeah, you man.
Yeah, exactly. It's a good tune. Take that. I'm going to forget you and move on.
Exactly.
Yeah. Now, me, this is, this song, I mean, Dylan has been, Bob Dylan I'm talking about, has actually caused a few breakups. Because I've been playing him too much and this guy, I'm out of here. I can't stand this guy. and this is one of my favorite breakup songs here.
And it's all over now. Baby Blue.
Did he do this originally?
Yes, he did.
I didn't know that.
Well, there you go.
It's All Over Now, Baby Blue.
It's a Dylan song.
Wow.
He never does
covers. Man, turn it off. Seriously, I could not listen to that. That's not a breakup song. That's just going to make your ears bleed.
Don't say that. Don't say that.
Oh,
don't say,
Dylan,
I'm here.
He can't be on the list.
At least wait till I leave the room.
You know what, Coasties, I would love to know if you've got a breakup song for me and something that might make me feel empowered.
Yeah.
Or a little
give
bit teary.
Me my money back.
Oh, that's a Ben Folds
one.
Yeah. 4-3-2-4-4-4-4. Can we add to the playlist?
Yeah. And look, I did not put this in.
What are you doing?
This was the next song
White
to play.
Wedding. White You're Wedding. You're playing
He's
Wedding.
Teasing you. He's teasing you.
I didn't. I swear.
He's
someone
teasing
else put
you
it in
on two counts.
Look,
Wedding and White.
4-3-2-4-4-4-4. What's a good breakup song?
Alicia from Point Claire. Hello.
Good morning,
Hello, Alicia.
Hello, beautiful. So what do you think? What should I add to my list?
Yeah, there's an Adele cover of a Sam Cooke track. It's called That's It, I Quit, I'm Moving On.
Wow. Okay, let's have a listen. We got it? Yeah, that's it, honey, I quit, I'm moving on. Oh, I like it. It's got a bit of blues about it. I like it a lot, Alicia.
And she sings it with real attitude. It's brilliant.
Oh, fantastic. I'm going to look that one up. Thank you so much for getting involved this morning. Let's go to Vicky at the entrance. Hi, Vic.
Morning, folks.
Hi, Vic.
So, how Vicky, I need to add some songs to my breakup playlist. What have you got for me?
Oh, it'd have to be Always Look on the Bright Side of Life from Monty Python.
Yes.
Oh, listen to this.
How could you not be cheered up hearing that?
You just end up whistling it for the whole day. That's the whole. Yeah. That's the problem with that song. Yeah, that's a good one, Vic. I like it.
You know the song that most people have requested for their funeral
is that one.
Is that one, yeah.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Imagine, wow. Like, you know, it's perfect.
It is really.
You know.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. I know. I don't want to think about funerals. I want to think about, you know, breakups.
I know. Well, you know, it's a kind of a little death, isn't it, when you break up?
It is a little death. It's a little grief.
You know, because the French say an orgasm is a little death.
Yes.
But they're very strange people, the French.
Anyway, yes.
Well, you can add those to your list, Mandy. Brightside of Life, Adele.
Thank you.
Go West, King of Wishful Thinking.
Yeah, a bit of Dylan. A
bit of Dylan.
Well, what about the classic? About the I Will Survive.
Oh, yes, Akmal.
You know, and then you expect me
it's better than All By Myself. Nobody wants that one. Tomo from Tumby Umby has joined us. Hello, Tomo.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Hey, we're great, mate. What have you got for us? I need a song for my breakup playlist.
You sure do, yeah. It's the Ugga Do song, Shake a Pineapple from the Tree. Ugga Do, 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 Shake a Pineapple from the Tree. Ugga, you know that song?
Yeah,
I
yeah.
do, but I'm trying to figure out why that would be on my breakup list.
This is why the guy broke up with her. Because
it makes you laugh, it makes you cry, it makes you think, why am I listening to Akmal? It's best.
Tomo, that's fantastic. Not sure it's going to make it to the breakup list, but thank you for the call, my friend.
No worries. You have a great one.
Thanks, mate. We'll catch you later. That's not bad.
It's not a breakup song.
No, it's a reason to break up song.
This is at 4 a.m. I've had too much vodka. Well, maybe it is a breakup song.
You're listening to Mandy and Akmal for Breakfast on 2GO.
I'm a simple man. Really?
No.
But I'm very simple. No. Very. My joys, the things that make me smile are usually very basic.
Mm-hmm.
You know, things that make me happy. Like streakers make me happy.
Yeah, streakers make me happy too.
Do they?
Yeah, they do. They do.
We found something in common. We should go streaking.
Look, it's been a fantasy of mine for a while to go streaking, streak a sporting event, but I won't do it.
What about a radio station?
There's no way I'll do it.
Why
but,
not?
You know, you have those fantasies about just kind of having the sneakers and the socks on and just going, woo woo.
And running, yeah. Oiling your body and
oiling the body. No.
No, because oiling your body, so within security grabs you, they sleep off.
Oh,
that's
right.
What I meant.
Okay, no.
I don't know what you. Geez. Because on the weekend, this guy did a brilliant
streak,
right? Now, it's an Australian thing to do. Let's be honest here, right? But I'm guessing that the person who decides that's a big decision, right? There's like 20,000 people in the stadium and he decides to...
But also because you get a big fine too.
You get a big fine, but sometimes it's worth it. You know that saying, it's better be a king for a day than schmuck for life? I love that saying because that's what goes in their mind about, you know, dozen beers and you think, why not?
Why not?
It's a great idea. You know, I've done everything in life and I failed and this is
my time to shine.
This is my time to shine.
Like you literally know, shine.
Well, it's always like someone who's really done nothing. You're never going to get a professor of English literature streaking
but probably not.
Unlikely.
Unlikely.
Yeah, the Governor General was streaking at the football today.
Unlikely.
It's not going to happen,
no.
You know.
Was this? Was this in Australia? No,
it was in New Zealand.
New Zealand.
But this guy really did it. I like it when they go the whole hog, so to speak, you know, when they get out there and they just say, here I am, you know.
So what did he do?
He stood on his head.
Did he?
Yeah.
Look, he was completely nutty as well. Not one bit of clothing on him.
And he stood on his head.
He really was shining.
He did a headstand in front of 20,000 people nude. Now, that's something you can tell your grandchildren and say, so what did you do, Granddad, when you were young?
Well,
did you fight the war?
No.
Did you build factories?
No.
Did you fight for women's rights?
No.
Nah, let me show you these photos, son. There you go. That's your granddad.
What a way to start your day. Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 2GO.
I feel like an old lady today. My back's hurting.
Yeah.
I've got grazed knees. I've got sore shoulders.
Oh, yeah. No, you should get one of those Zimmer frames.
I should. I need one. And actually, one that's got the little seat on it.
Even
so
better.
So you can sit down.
Even better, get one of those, wheelchair ones, the drivable things.
What are they called?
Scooters.
The scooters.
Scooters.
Mobility scooter. Mobility scooter. That's what I need.
Yeah. People respect you and you jump queues and you can park anywhere. It's a great life.
Well, there you go. Maybe I should. Mm. I feel sore because yesterday with producer Al did the raw challenge at Doyleson. Yeah, buddy.
Oh, yeah. What is that?
So 8Ks that you run and there's 60 obstacles, including huge rivers of mud.
Are you preparing for war? Just in case the Indonesians attack?
Well, no.
You're getting ready?
Although by the end of it, I felt like I had trench foot. I'm not going to lie, because I was so wet and my sneakers were full of mud.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It was pretty disgusting.
So doing like the Kokoda Trail.
It was a bit like that.
But you paid for it.
I paid for it.
How much did you pay?
I can't remember how much the entry fee is because Al got hold of that one.
Doesn't matter.
But honestly,
it's a circuit.
It was a circuit and it was great, but I'm 20 years younger than the guys that were doing it and I was trying to keep up with them.
You're 20 years older.
Older.
Yeah, no, so they're 20 years younger than me, is what I meant to say.
That's wishful thinking.
It was wishful thinking.
Kind of like, yeah.
So 20 years older, trying to keep up with the kids and trying to, and most of the time Al, who, if you know.
Big Al.
We call him that because he's huge. How tall are you actually? Actually, Al, how tall are you?
I am 6'5".
6'5", right?
And very good looking.
Enormous man. And so what he ended up doing for almost the entire challenge was pushing my butt over these over these huge hurdles and things.
Yeah.
I was like, Al, can you give me a lift? So he would stand there and he'd be just pushing my muddy butt. Over these huge
like
things through tires and stuff.
Oh. No, it's a ridiculous idea.
It is.
Know, it's a scam. The guy saw my muddy butt a lot. The guy is running a scam, right? Because he basically had a backyard with lots of mud and a lot of terrible, you know. And he thinks, well, I could fix it. It's going to cost me money.
I'll just put some hurdles on it.
Why don't I just get paid?
Mm.
You know, surely some idiot's going to pay me to run through my mud.
But I feel like I was on an episode of like Wipeout at one stage because they had this little pond with these platoon things on it and you had to run over the platoons. Yeah, and I was kind of imagining myself on Wipeout.
Wipeout, with
the crowd cheering and stuff.
No, that's good. I think, you know, to make it more exciting, I think people should, you know, be shooting at you and then you'd get there quicker.
Yeah, that's, right. I think that is war.
That's war, isn't it?
Yeah.
Good morning, Central Coast. This is Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 2GO.
You can call the show anytime. 4324444 is the number.
Actually, I'd love to hear about how you're controlling your kids' screen time because this story's come out of the UK, which is doing the rounds at the moment.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know the show Location, Location, Location?
Yeah, there's a new version now called Location, 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 Location. Very, very creative.
What's the one you were on, though?
Location, Location.
Selling Houses Australia.
Selling Houses Australia.
Did you sell your house, mate?
Mate, did you sell your house yet?
Did you sell it?
Oh, geez, you messed up big time, eh?
That's replayed, I think, every other week, that show.
It's on a loop.
Anyway, Location, Location, Location. Big show in the UK. And one of the stars of it, Kirsty Allsop, is quite famous. She's about my age. She's got a couple of kids. And she's been making headlines because she smashed her kids. iPads. Have a listen.
In June, I smashed my kids' iPads. Not in a violent way.
With a hammer.
No, I actually banged them on the table leg.
Wow.
That's it. I said, there's this game called...
Seriously?
Yes, there's a game called Fortnite and another one called PUBG. Oh,
yep. Dreadful.
And I decided that we'd made all sorts of rules and all sorts of times when we've said you can't play them this... All of those rules got broken, and in the end, I said, right, that's it.
So obviously, like, we all try and parent our kids by saying, right, you can have an hour or you can do it before dinner or whatever the rules are at your house. There's always these rules.
Yeah, yeah.
But when the kids just would not get off their screens, she went to extremes and she broke their iPads. Now, she's had some flack online about this.
But what an idiot. Why didn't she take them to cash converters?
Well, she could have. Or she could have given them away, you know.
She could have given them away.
I sort of thought that. Why would you destroy them?
The kids should have smashed it on her head. No.
Well, I think the kids, like, sometimes you have to do extreme things to get kids to pay attention. I remember my mum saying that one of us kids, I can't remember whether it was me or my brother.
It was you.
Let's say it was you. Having a tantrum in the supermarket and my mum got on the floor in the supermarket and started imitating me having a tantrum.
Oh, yeah.
And it stopped me pretty quickly. I'm not going to lie. Like, I just was like, what is mum doing? You're embarrassing me. I'm getting up. Parents have to do extreme things, you know?
My mum's not well. I need a different mum.
But this is it. Parents do have to do extreme things. And I think when it comes to screen time, you do have to do extreme things.
The thing is, this is something that every parent from every generation has had to deal with. You know, when the printing press... Let me finish my thought.
I know what you're going to say.
No, I'm not. You won't know what I'm going to say. Oh, you probably do.
First it was the printing press.
Oh, you know, those kids, they're just reading books. I don't know how to get them back on the field. Like, you know, toiling growing things in the farm for the aristocracy.
Mm.
No, you see, and they would have smashed the books.
No, I don't think it's the same thing,
People
right?
were burning books.
It's not the same. Why? Screens are consuming us, and they're with us wherever we go. So if you go to a cafe, you can give your kid your phone.
Yeah.
If you go, you know, somewhere and you need to distract them, you can give them the iPad. If you want a conversation with your husband for longer than 5 minutes, you can give them
who
iPad.
Who wants that?
No. A lot of people that do.
No.
But I just wonder how people are controlling it in their houses, because it is a huge problem. And even with teenagers, I struggle sometimes to talk to my 18-year-old son. Now, he's an adult. He can make up his own mind. But I think, I say to him, you've got more things to do in your life than play video games.
You know, in the future, the iPads will be so advanced, you'll be able to delete your parents. Or at least just mute them. Just put them on mute for a week or so.
Well, there are kids in cars right now going, yay!
Yes. What do you do in your house? How do you control your kids' screen time?
So once I had to take the Wi-Fi modem and I put it in my handbag and I took it with me that they didn't have Wi-Fi at home.
Oh, you didn't just change the password.
No,
you took
I took the whole modem and it was quite big too, so I needed to use my big handbag.
Yeah.
But I have done that, so I want to know what you're doing at your place.
4324444, call right now. How do you control your kids' screen time? We got some Keith Urban tickets to give away. So
absolutely.
Give us a call right now, 4324444.
Debbie from Saratoga, what happens at your house? I'm keen to find out.
Yeah, look, we do negotiate with our kid, but it's 1 hour, pretty strict, screen time after school. Any more time after that, then we have to take away from other activities that he does.
Like what? What are you taking away from?
So he's a pretty active kid. He's got swimming and he's got nippers and carbs and all of those things. So if he wants to do all those wonderful things, then he's got to learn that, he's got to do what we're asking him to do, and 1 hour screen time is that.
And that seems reasonable. Can I ask really quickly, Debbie, how old he is?
He's nine.
He's nine. Okay, I think that's pretty reasonable.
Yeah.
That's still a lot of screen time for a week, you
Debbie,
know.
I don't know if Debbie realises this, but all those activities like nippers and all that can be played online.
Stop it, Akmal.
It can. It's just as good.
Bonnie from Point Clare. Hello.
Hi.
Now tell us.
Sorry, I'm losing my voice.
That's okay. Right. That's fine. Tell us if you can, with what voice you've got left, what do you do at your place in terms of screen time?
Oh, well, we had a limit in our house. You're not allowed to play PlayStation through the week.
Oh, yeah.
And I was hiding the remote controls until I came home early one day and they found them. So now the remote controls, well, yes, little brats, now the remote controls come to work with me.
So you take the remote controls every day to work?
Yep, every day. And they hate it.
I love that, Bonnie. Your dedication is great.
It'd be great if you had remote control for your kids.
You know, rules are rules. This Fortnite game is overtaking the world. These kids play it way too much.
I know, right? It is. It's really taking over.
It's very addictive,
I love your commitment as a parent. That is fantastic. Bonnie, guess what? We're going to send you to Keith Urban.
Oh, shit. Awesome. Yes.
So the kids can play computer games all night while you go to Keith Urban. Yay.
They can that night. That's for sure. Can't they, Bonnie? Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
2GO's Mandy and Akmal on the air right now.
So the hurricane over in the States has been a bit big. Have you seen some of the pictures from space?
Well, I haven't been to space for a while.
But have you seen those photos of the cloud mass?
No, I haven't.
It's pretty impressive, that whole circular thing in the middle, and then there's a little hole where the eye of the storm is.
Oh, yeah.
Man, it's scary looking.
One.
Yeah, the aerial shot of the...
I thought it was
just
a pavlova.
It looks like a pavlova.
Pavlova from space.
It does, pavlova from space. The thing was, I was interested in the fact that Hurricane Florence was heading to a place where my daughter's going later in the year. My daughter's got an exchange program in the States, and so she's heading over to North Carolina.
Take an umbrella.
She's going to need one. But, yeah, South and North Carolina is where it's hit the hardest.
Yeah. And can I ask, why is it called Florence? They always have these Katrina or...
Okay, so hurricanes are always female. Typhoons are always male, I think.
Is that right?
I think.
Oh, yeah, that'll be right.
If you know what that is, 4324444, give us a call. But I think hurricanes are always female and typhoons are male.
You can make that up.
And then they have cyclones, which they alternate female and male names.
Oh, yeah.
I think.
Transgender... Typhoon.
Cyclone.
Yeah, cyclone.
Anyway, we're getting off topic.
Yes.
So a lot of reports, obviously, across the media outlets in the States about it. Donald Trump was there doing something over the weekend with
He's always doing something.
He's always,
I hope it hasn't messed up his hair.
Yeah.
It'd take a lot more than that.
Exactly.
It'd take like...
Tell you what.
Yeah.
You'd need the strong stuff to spray it down.
You'd need the male typhoon.
You'd need that
typhoon.
Strong hairspray. Anyway, the Weather Channel's got quite a famous meteorologist.
meteorologist.
That's the one, called Mike Seidel, and he's often in the field reporting from the field. So if it's dry, he's out in the desert. If he's, if there's some sort of storm on the ocean, he's out by the ocean.
If there's weather, he's there.
He's there.
As soon as weather starts,
he's in it.
He's in it. He's sometimes before the weather starts, he's there.
He's amongst it, that's for sure. Yep. Anyway, so he's standing there with the wind blowing. Yep. I need wind, sir.
Oh, sorry.
Excuse me. Sorry to wake you there.
Sorry to wake you up there.
I was trying to Google about typhoon names.
Anyway, the wind's blowing and there's Mike Seidel's out there in his jacket with his microphone reporting back to the
and his
studio.
Hair's blowing
and the hair's blowing and the wind's blowing and he's kind of, he's bracing himself and he's got his legs apart. His stance
He's got that
wide.
Sort of that mime artist kind of look.
Yeah, he has it. He's kind of going, oh, it's really bad out here, guys. I can't really stand up straight. And he's really going hard.
Yeah.
And then these two guys just walk behind him. Just casually
walk.
He was faking it.
Never trust a meteorologist. You know what would be good to get him back? On a sunny day when he's reporting, everyone in the town should get together and pretend they're in a cyclone.
You're listening to Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 2GO.
Well, team.
Hello. I must be going.
Well.
Time for us to head off into our Monday.
It's been a great show. It's been fun.
It has been fun. Now, I was just going to say, if you've missed some of the things that we chatted about earlier, you can catch up by downloading the 2GO app or maybe going to our website, 2gofm.com.au, because I didn't think it was possible, but somebody called today earlier and had more unread emails in their account than you have in your account. And that blew my mind, actually.
You did not believe that it was possible.
I did not believe it was possible.
There are people more screwed up than me.
And also,
you can catch up with the reason that someone thinks this song is a good breakup song.
Gee, thanks, Widow, because that's going to be in all of our heads all day.
Sorry.
I don't want that. I don't want that to be in my head all day.
Tomorrow we're going to be here again.
Yes, we will.
But it's going to be, we've got some amazing surprises. Don't ask me what they are.
Are you going to wear your wife's jeans again tomorrow?
That's not part of the surprise, but I will. Yes. Yes. And maybe the odd G-string here and there.
Okay. Oh, wow. There's a surprise worth looking forward to.
It's just for comfort.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. Just for comfort.
Good to know, mate.
But it's been a great show, and thanks for having us.
And all that and more tomorrow on the show, so we'll see you then.
We'll catch you then. Mickey D's up next with your chance to play the secret sound. Bye.
Wake up with Mandy and Akmal live from 5:30 weekdays on 107.7 2GO or catch up anytime via the 2GO app.